Welcome back to Spill the Beans. And I know this is weird that I'm here and Lester's not around. He's actually on vacation today. So hi, Lester. I hope I'm doing a good job today and recording everything that needs to be recorded.
Mukhang nare-record mo naman. And I see all the red lights are on. Alam mo, yes. Si Lester, there was an instance for 30 minutes. Hindi niya na-record eh. Buti na lang. Tingin ko nahiya lang siya at that time na magsabi na, sorry po, hindi pa namin nare-record. So just to let the memory keepers know and the future subscribers, sinesante na po namin si Lester. Wala na siya. Hindi na siya babalik. Dahil alam niyo naman, mas maganda pag may eye candy in front of the camera. Kasi si Lester masyado mahogany brown. Kita mo, Lester, maitim ka talaga. Kita mo, puti si Rhea, even in your same spot. So, this is YouTube Talk. We have a content creator, RJ Barrientos.
Hey guys, my name is RJ Barrientos and my YouTube channels are RJ Barrientos and Plant Bay PH. So for the main channel, I focus more on food and travel, but mostly it's just random vlogs. Then for the second one, which is my new one, it's more on plants. So yeah.
More on plants. RJ, if you want, you can make the... adjust the mic to be a little closer para you don't exert much effort. It's just like kissing a girl daw. You go 50%, right? And then the girl has to also commit. Kasi if you don't, di ba? Hindi pangit naman kung ikaw lahat all the way. No? It has to be a mutual agreement. Alright, okay. So how's that? Is that close enough to your mouth?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So RJ, so we'll discuss real fast muna yung Plant Bay PH, no? Since this is a new channel that you started, can you tell me something about Plant Bay PH?
It just started about a month ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. After I have uploaded on my main channel yung mga plants. Tapos, I kind of saw a need for YouTubers that are focusing on plants because mm-hmm. there aren't really much of them.
Ano bang tawag sa taong mahilig sa plants? Alam mo, Google is on board. We can fact check anytime. Eh.
I'm not sure.
Ano bang tawag sa ano sa sa
horticulturist?
Horticulturist, tama ba yon? Rhea, I can help you with the remote. Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. There.
But okay. So
I'm sorry.
Google.
What do you call it again? Someone who is into plants.
What?
I think dendrophile yung ano sa trees. I don't know sa kung mag-a-apply din sa plants, sa ibang plants.
I'm sorry, buddy. Okay.
Plantsman.
Plantsman.
Parang superhero.
Plantsman. Ano plantsman? Can we type a horticulturist or whatever it is that you call it?
A gardener. Dude, I'm checking Google na.
Okay.
It says gardener.
I'm sorry, pero a gardener is different kasi from someone who is very enthusiastic about plants.
So dapat yung name niya hindi Plant Bay, Pakundo,
ganun. Pakundo.
Pakundo, ang mga puno ng ano, hasyenda.
Pwede hindi niyo na makilala si Pakundo eh. Ilan ba ang babata niyo pa eh. 'Di ba? Hindi niyo alam 'yon. Pakundo, ilabas ang mga kabayo, 'di ba? Magsunog ka ng isang alipin, medyo malamig ngayon. Oh. Alam, hindi nyo kilala si Facundo eh. Sige, what do we call it, Aria?
Can you check on ano? A dendrophile.
Dendrophile.
Dendro, like
D-E. As in delta?
Yep.
Dendro, like that?
Yep.
Dendro. Sorry, medyo bobo ako sa ano, Mac na keyboard.
Dendrophile?
Ay, sorry. Ba yan? Mm-hmm. Dendro...
Okay, first off, what are we trying to find out?
The meaning. The one who loves trees.
Ito,
so
trees
it's
naman.
Dendrophile. Yeah.
No, so what is what do you call it? Horticulturist? What is that?
What?
Horticulturist naman, more on cultivating din sa garden.
Cultivating sa garden.
Yes.
Okay, so what do we call you? What is Plant Bay?
Let's say a gardener. Or horticulturist na nga lang.
Horticulturist. Yeah. So what is a horticulturist? Kagaya ba yan ni ano nung who's the guy who owns the Playboy Mansion? not Larry Hughes. What's his name again? Hugh Hefner, is that like Hugh Hefner, horticulturist, someone who plants and cultivates the seeds of women? Yung ba yun? Hindi.
Hindi naman. Iba-iba.
Hindi. Ano nga yung horticulturist?
Well, it says here in Google, it's an expert in garden cultivation and
ayan.
Management.
How do you pronounce it? Horticulturist.
But I think it's a bit more extreme.
Uh-oh.
Kung i... itatag for me.
Mm-mm.
I think more of let's say a plant enthusiast na lang siguro.
A plant enthusiast.
Yes.
Ngayon lang parang ako hobby. Ngayon lang ako nakakilala ng plant enthusiast. Ano yeah. Yung parang dumadaan ka sa garden tapos biglang nakita mo yung mga halaman, sobrang gaganda. Yep. Yun na naging ano mo na naging passion mo na siya.
Yes.
Talaga? But how did it start? You have to be more specific on the details on how you became an horticulturist.
Actually, it started with succulents and cacti.
Okay.
Pero I think that's...
Succulents and cacti? Yeah. Para magpinsan ba yan?
Yes. Parang CNS yung sinasabi nila.
CNS.
Ang tinatawag nila.
Oo.
Tapos, that's actually parang start-off point ng mga tao to love plants.
Oo.
Because it's really, really common. And it's also very cheap.
So okay, how did it start? How did when you were young, talaga nasa in garden ka na hanap ano bang paano ka nag-umpisa as someone who's passionate about? Because it's the first time I've seen someone or I've met someone who's really passionate about plants. Except for it's more common for older people who are like orchids, 'di ba? But it's for the first time I'm meeting someone who's in their 20s who loves plants. So how did it start for you? The love affair with greenery.
I think with my grandma,
mm-mm.
because she has a garden then at home sa our province namin.
Okay.
So every time siguro I went out of the house, I always see orchids or different mga foliage.
Ano yun? Inaamoy-amoy mo ba siya?
From hindi naman. Pinaglalaro.
Ganun ba? From every point of... No, because I know someone who loves chickens naman. But she does the same thing. Every time she sees a chicken, she really smells every part of the chicken. But for you, I'm not kidding. This person does exist and that's her business now. For you... it was the garden.
Yes.
And then that's where you were just really roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
And it carried through, even through being a teenager, being in your 20s, talagang you're still in love with plants.
I'm not that passionate about it as much as I am now. Yes. Parang nag-start lang talaga siya nung I was going through... nag-aalaga ng mga cacti and succulents. Then, namamatay
na ako. I'm
sorry,
what is a cacti and a succulent? What is this?
A cacti is the plural form of cactus.
Yes.
Then, succulents are plants that very succulent.
Very succulent. Okay.
What's the difference? Kasi parang for me, when I look at... Wait lang, I'll show you. Mm. When I look at the photo, for me, like these...
Yes.
Like these are succulents, right?
Yep.
And... cactus.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to ask you this. What? How does one fall in love with a cactus? I mean, just how it looks. You can't even hold that plant.
Masochista.
Oh, yun naman pala.
I just have one cactus at home. Mm-hmm. Maybe two. Tapos succulents, I'm in a love-hate relationship with succulents.
Pero but gusto mo ng cactus or cacti? What made you like that plant?
Siguro because they are very easy to keep. You can neglect a cactus and it will thrive.
You can neglect a cactus and they will thrive.
Yes.
Wow. So kahit pangit siya, masakit siya in a relationship. Low maintenance naman eh. So okay na. Basta gano'n. Text-text mo lang pag minsan. How is she?
Pakita mo lang siya.
Tignan mo lang pa minsan-minsan. Hindi mo kailangan bigyan ng tubig. No? Pabayaan mo lang siya. Kahit 10 buwan mo iiwan, buhay pa rin.
Madaanan mo lang siya. Ganun.
Madaanan
mo lang siya. Pa rin para sa'yo.
So low maintenance kasi. Yes, that's why you like it. Anything else aside from being it so low maintenance that you like, that you, any point that you like about the cactus?
For succulents naman, they are very colorful. Sa cacti kasi medyo plain lang sila tingnan. Pero there are other variants naman na very colorful.
Okay.
So yun yung parang moon cactus na sinasabi nila.
Moon cactus.
Yes.
Okay.
Parang may main na cactus. Tapos igagraft nila yung second na cactus para kumuha ng nutrients from that first cactus.
Okay. Sige.
And nagkakaroon ng kulay yung pangalawa.
Okay. So for the cactus, I won't belabor the point anymore. Yeah. You like it because it's low maintenance.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's the hook, line, and sinker. You like it because you don't have to take care of it as much.
Yep.
Okay. But with other plants are very time-consuming, diba?
Yes.
What are the plants that you like that medyo time-consuming naman?
Caladiums and syngoniums. Yun yung parang mga lola plants din.
Caladiums and syngoniums. So, what is a caladium and what is a syngonium?
Basically, it's very common because they are heart-shaped na mga plants.
Oo.
Tapos, common sila dito sa Philippines din. But, caladiums and syngoniums are quite high maintenance or parang they need you halos every day because of water.
They need you almost every day.
Yes.
Because of water. Can you expound on that?
You have to water them almost every day. You have to keep their...
How many times a day?
Kahit once lang.
Isang balde, gano'n. Okay na. Pero how do you water it? Just you spray it?
Using yung watering can mismo.
Okay.
Ide-drench lang talaga yung soil.
Okay. I'll put you on the spot, ha?
Yes.
Do you get to pick up a lot of girls because you like plants?
Not really.
Not really.
Mostly are titas na.
mostly titas. Kasi it's plant-based, eh, di ba? Are there a lot of girls who like plants?
I'm not so sure.
Sa comment section ba may nagtatanong sa'yo?
Wala pa masyado.
Wala pa. Do you know who Poison Ivy is of DC Comics?
Yes pa.
Oh, so is this your someone you really relate to? And Poison Ivy uses are you familiar with the character? She uses the potency and the strength of plants to be able to achieve her goal, di ba? So parang nakikita ko parang ko yung male version ni ano eh. Male version ni Poison Ivy. Eh.
Kung pwede nga lang na magano costume na.
Oo. So with Plant Bay PH, what made you decide to make this a content?
I just thought that it was kind of a need.
Mm-mm.
for younger generations then to be more exposed sa ganito na hobby. Kasi yung mas common nga na nagki-keep ng plants is yung mga titas.
Titas, kahit mga titos hindi. So doon ka lang sa titas talaga. Marami ba ng mga titas? Baka hindi nga eh.
Titas yung mga nagbebenta actually.
Oo.
Pero meron naman akong mga nakakahalubilo din ng mga lalaki din on this hobby. So, nasa younger din, mga siguro I think nasa 30s siguro. Pero ako yata yung pinaka-youngest sa kanila.
At the age of 26, no? Everyone here is 26 eh. Everyone's so young. Okay, so may nakakasama ka rin ng mga guys na may hilig sa plants.
Yes,
ano naman demographic nito mga guys na to na may hilig sa plants? Ano ba to? Mga accountant, mga abogado, basketball player? Ano ba to? Anong demographic nila?
Klase-klase din po eh. Yung iba nasa... culinary.
Mm-mm.
Yung iba naman
kakainin pala nila. Oo. Yung iba
siguro nasaan sa ano yun, broadcasting. Yes, mga ganun. So parang kalat talaga.
Okay. So how is it so far to be Plat Bay PH? You are the pioneer. No? Sabi ko kay Lester, we're so lucky. We always get the pioneers. So talagang pag you're able to pursue this channel, kung ako sa'yo, i-IP mo na yan eh. Ipunta ka na sa intellectual, sa IPP, para register mo na tong Plant Bay kasi wala pang gumagamit na to eh. Baka unahan kita eh. Kasi okay to eh, wala pa. Opo. Actually, gawin mong flower shop to, okay. Diba? Kasi mahilig mga Filipino sa ganyan eh.
Yes po.
Naalala ko nga may flower shop noon, ang pangalan niya Petal Attraction eh. Alam niyo ba yung movie na yon? Kasi there was a very famous movie back in the, I think it was the late 80s, early 90s. It was by Michael Douglas. The story was, dito pang PG. Eh. The story was he got into an affair, and then the lady that he got into an affair with was just crazy. So the title was Fatal Attraction.
I heard of that.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched it.
Oo. Tapos nakita nung flower shop, sabi niya gagawa ako, Petal naman. Wow. Petal Attraction. No? Ganda talaga mga tito jokes dito. Hindi effective sa mga 26-year-old. Okay.
Last nyo na po yung night house.
Last na yun. Hindi pwede. Si Lester, he allows me 8 tito jokes.
No.
Per session.
For me, just one.
Just one mm-hmm. lang.
Oh, strict tayo dito.
Strict kayo.
Bagong policy.
Oo. Eh, ang iingay nyo kasi dyan eh. Pero gumanda kayo talaga dyan sa ano. Para may kasama ka dyan, Rhea.
May apprentice din ako.
May apprentice ka rin, ha?
Parang, pagkatapos akong i-apprentice ni Lester, may ina-apprentice akong bago. Para sure na pwede na siyang palitan.
Ang galing talaga mag-position ng Mac desktop. Talaga hindi mo nakikita eh. Oh. Talaga yung buhok lang nakikita.
Pero may camera dito. Kita siya.
Ayan. Ah, may camera. Say
hi. Ayan. Hi, I'm with Gab.
Oh, ayun. Okay, so that's Plant Bay PH. Let's go to your RJ Barrientos channel, no? Because you have 39 uploads. Tapos ang hilig mo kumain dito. Napanood ko to. Kain yes. ka ng kain. Ah, nagpunta ka pa ng Baguio.
Yes po.
Oo. Sa Baguio, nag-stay ka saan?
Ridgewood.
Yes. So, ito, you have 39 uploads, sir. So, true to spill the beans fashion, we always check out your first video. Lester, tuloy. Pakitignan naman natin kung saan tayo napupunta. Yan. Let's go to Mr. RJ Barrientos' very first video. Ito ba yun? 2011? Oh, batang-bata ka pa, RJ!
Ha? RJ, batang-bata
ka pa dito. Ilan taong ka dito, RJ?
Siguro mga 3.
3 years old ka pa lang. Nag-umpisa ka na, 3 years old pa lang. Ano to kinakain mo? Parang noodles. Ano to, ha? Noodles. Oo.
Pinsan ko yan, si Jolie.
Oo.
Tapos, sobrang aliw na aliw kasi ako sa kanya before. So, yun, parang I thought na gusto mo siyang kuna ng ano video and upload it online. Kaya yan.
Is there a narrative to this or talagang video lang?
Wala.
Wala. So talagang kinunan mo lang siya. For how long to? For how long mo siya kinukuha na dito?
I think
parang 3 minutes.
Ay,
pa.
3 minutes pala.
3 minutes. Oh. So yun nga, parang talagang we're just watching. Watching her eat.
Because I didn't really intend on vlogging.
Uh-oh.
So, parang mag-upload lang sana ako sa YouTube ko for, ano, parang sa sarili kong, ano, life. Parang iba-ibang mga happenings.
Pero kinakausap mo naman siya dito. Hindi ka naman naka-poker face tapos nakaganon lang yung camera.
Kain!
Oo. Kinakausap mo naman. kinakausap mo naman siya dyan. Oh. Wala lang audio, tinanggal mo.
Oh.
Oo. Check na natin siguro. Test natin to si Lester kung mabigyan tayo ng audio.
Sorry.
Oo. Test nga natin. Baka may audio naman ng konti. Oh, meron eh. Oo. Hi, Jolie.
Pinapakain na yung, yung mom niya ng noodles.
Yung cute naman ni Jolie. 3 years old siya dito. Akala ko ikaw talaga, RJ. Hindi naman pala ikaw. So, this is your first video.
Yes, pa.
Kailan ka naman lumabas sa channel mo? Kasi if this is your first video, when was the time that you decided to be in front of the camera?
I think 2017. Yung nag-boom talaga yung vlogging.
Nag-boom yung vlogging. 2017 ba nag-boom ang vlogging?
Yes. Yung mga time ni Will na parang sobrang kalat talaga. Parang gusto lahat mag-vlog.
Ah, okay. So, tignan naman natin habang umiinom si tignan natin ang 2017. Pang ilang video ang meron yung first appearance mo sa channel mo?
I forgot. Mga 4th yata or 5th mga ganun.
Wait, let me check.
Okay, so what made you decide to be a content creator again? As you were saying, sa Plant Bay PH, you saw that there was a need. No, not a lot of people are espousing the ulticulturist scene, no? So for you, it's okay, Rhea, you can cough. Hindi kami strict dito. Alam mo naman, there are bodily functions that happen during the podcast. Sorry. So it's completely fine. So ano mo si Rhea, ang ganda niyan, pero pag nag-sneeze yan parang construction worker.
Thank you po.
You're welcome. Lester, don't edit that part, ha? Just ilagay mo lang yun. Okay. Ay, may red light naman pala. Kala ko walang red light. Okay. So, as you were saying, for Plant Bay PH, you saw that there was a need for it, no? Na at that time, wala pang nag-espouse ng all the biological needs, the voyeuristic needs of the atitas, no? Wala pa eh, no? So, that's why you started with Plant Bay PH. Dito naman sa RJ Barrientos. Alam mo, RJ, napansin ko, when you're not saying anything and poker face ka in front of the camera, bad boy na bad boy talaga ang... ang dating, no? Di ba? Kaya bagay dun sa ano eh, sa money heist eh. Di ba? Galing. Eh, smile-smile ka ng konti. Baka mapaaway ka sa ano, sa sa video. Pero let's take a look at RJ's, ano ba yun? First appearance mo on your channel. Asan ba?
Ito po, vlog 1,
001. 001, yes. Singapore.
Do you want audio po?
Yes, please. Ang social naman, Singapore agad. Ah, yan. Day zero. Departure. Laki ng coffee mug mo, ha? RJ, can you walk me through it? What am I looking at here?
Basically, yung mga first vlog, yung first vlog or series ng first vlog.
Oo.
Tama ba? Is yung sa Singapore trip ko.
Uh-oh.
So, I just want to document it kasi hindi naman everyday. Parang hindi naman lagi na nakapunta tayo abroad.
Yes, that's true.
So, para din makita ng ibang viewers kung anong nandun, yung hindi lagi nakapunta or hindi makakapunta dun.
Saan ba malapit yung Singapore? Hindi pa ako nakakapunta dyan eh. Saan ba yan?
Sa Malaysia.
Sa Malaysia? Yeah. Hindi, sa Asia. Nasa Asia siya. No?
Yes po.
So, when did you go?
2017.
May date ka ba nung nagpunta ka Singapore?
Wala naman.
Wala, ikaw lang talaga mag-isa?
Hindi, kasama ko naman po yung isang friend ko.
Ah, a friend.
Yes po.
Friend talaga.
Workmate ko siya, then...
Kabarkada
ko.
Kabarkada mo. Is this... ano ba siya? Male? Female?
Male po.
Male, Nang-chichismis lang ako, yun lang naman. Oo. So, kasama mo yung friend mo.
Apo.
Nagpunta kayo ng Singapore. Dalawa lang kayo.
Opo.
Bait mo naman. Yung best man ko, sinabi sa akin, punta kami sa Singapore. Yung pala, nalasing lang. Next day, binawi din eh. Pero at least yung friend mo, talagang dinala ka sa Singapore. Okay. And then, anong ginawa niyo sa Singapore?
Yun po, mga tourist attractions. Kung anong pwedeng mapuntahan. Iba-iba.
So, ano yung mga yun? Ano yung mga ginawa niyo? Dahil parang sa Singapore, shopping lang ang magagawa mo eh.
Universal Studios.
Sa bagay.
Tapos yung...
Nahihilo kasi ako sa theme park eh. Kaya hirap ako eh. Pero Universal and then?
Yung Ocean Park nila.
Ocean Park.
Kasi dati, sobrang ano din. Parang,
bad boy na bad aside boy from, talaga to.
Aside from plants po kasi, mahilig din ako sa animals.
Mm.
So, pets.
Bakas ang dumi yung mga kaibigan ko.
So, yun. Sobrang hilig ko. Kaya... parang target ko talaga mapuntahan nun is yung zoo. Tsaka yung ocean park.
Anong favorite animal mo?
Sa ngayon, cat eh.
Cat?
Oo, yun yung
naman,
meron.
Bakit naman? Pero is there any specific cat that you like?
Yung Persian ko po.
Persian. So talagang gusto mo yung medyo exotic. Bakit naman Persian cat ang type mo?
Kasi malambing sila.
Ay,
tapos
paano malambing ang ano? Hindi pa ako nakakakitang malambing na pusa. Seryoso?
Sa owner siguro nila.
Paano, can you expound on that? What do you mean malambing ang Persian cat?
Gusto nila na laging nasa paligid mo. Susunod din sila. Although may mga times na independent sila, yun yung parang usual na cat na nandyan lang sila sa tabi, ayaw nilang magpahawak or something. Pero pag gusto nila magpa-pet, pumupunta naman sila sa'yo.
So you are a cat person. You are not a dog person. What made you jump to the dark side? But naging cat person ka?
Dati po may dog ako, pero pinarehome ko po sa kakilala ko.
I like that term, ha?
Opo. Kasi hindi ko maalagaan na mabuti. And parang it isn't fair naman po for my pet dog na...
Ikaw nag-engage ko yung personality mo, ha? Gusto mo na cactus, pwede i-neglect. Gusto mo na pusa. Kasi hindi kailangan alagaan.
Ayaw niyo ng mga high maintenance. Okay. Ayaw niyo ng clingy.
So gusto mo ng cat kasi mas low maintenance.
Very independent. Yes.
Very independent. Iwan ka lang ng litter box. Mm. Doto, kung nag-litter box ka... Yung cat kasi namin, na-train namin to use a toilet. So, litter box and then i-empty mo lang once a day. Hindi mo na kailangan ilakad. Iwanan mo lang ng pagkain. So, that's why you like cats. Yes. Okay, aside from the domestic animals, what are other animals that you like?
Siguro kung bigger, sige, yun ano na lang sa, I think, birds. Sa birds, yung gusto ko yung yung...
Birds
mako?
Kasi, bakit birds? Kasi hindi mo nababantayan.
Nasa cage lang.
Lipad lang.
Iwan-iwanan mo lang.
Napaka-colorful kasi nila.
You're colorful. So, that's why you like birds.
Yes.
Anything else? Anything else that you like? Since you're a person who likes to really immerse himself in nature, anything else that you like? Any animals that you like?
Ano pa ba? Sa mga fish?
Mga fish.
Ayaw niya talaga nung...
fish ang gusto mo.
Ayaw niya talaga nung nahawakan.
Ayaw mo, no?
Nahawakan naman yung fish. Magawagan. May
no!
May certain fish na pwede mo silang matrain na hawakan mo sila. Ganun. Parrot fish. Ganun. Yes.
So as you were saying, ang mga gusto mo, cacti, cats, fish, birds, no? Yan ang mga talagang nagugustuhan mo. Because is it the fact that they're more low maintenance ba? Ayaw mo ng mga snakes? Alam mo, pag niyakap ka ng snake, talagang... I have a friend who has several constrictors eh. Wala kang hilig sa snake.
Okay lang siguro hawakan, pero pag magkikip, parang nakakatakot din. Kasi anytime siguro baka pwede kang kainin kung gutom.
Hindi naman. Pakainin mo lang. Kasi minsan they can go for days talaga that they don't eat. Okay, what's your favorite video dito sa iyong channel? You have 550, road to 1,000 ka na.
No? Yes,
because you have 555 subscribers at only 39. That's pretty good, no? 39 uploads. I think naka 80 uploads kami. Wala pa rin eh. It was the only time that we really were able to pick up was with Hades' help. So, what's your favorite video here?
Yung mga travel vlog ko din po siguro. Yung Puerto Galera. Kasi kasama ko din yan yung mga barkada ko. So,
I was able to watch this. So, who's the couple? There's a Filipina and then her boyfriend is Caucasian, no? There were
German.
Four of you. A German. Yes. Oh, he's German. And then, apat kayo nagpunta, no?
Apo.
What makes this your favorite? And soft drinks? Kumakain pala. Akala ko 2 liters of Sprite yung iniinom. Okay, so what makes this your favorite?
Kasi... parang may sentimental value syempre pag kasama mo yung mga kaibigan mo sa vlogs.
Okay. And so, can you introduce us to your friends? Sino to?
So yung sa driver seat kanina, yun si Ronel.
Mm-mm.
Tapos si Ivy naman yung babae. Mm-mm. Tapos yung niya, kasama naman niya is si Sasha.
Si Sasha,
yes.
The German.
Yeah.
Okay. So childhood friends mo, high school friends?
From work din po dati. Tapos, yun, parang sila talaga yung naging ka-close ko eh.
Sa work. Ano naman yung work mo dati? Are you still in that... are you currently working now?
Yes po. Uh-huh. Pero same line of work na nasa IT. Uh-oh. Pero hindi na same company.
Okay, what do you do? So you're a content creator and you have a 9-to-5, you're really able to pursue your passion.
Yes.
No? So what's your work? You're saying you're in IT. May kakilala din akong IT. Ang hirap, mahagilap. Talagang minsan sinaschedule ko na, hindi pa rin talaga. Kasi busy mga IT eh, no? Yeah. Talaga yung schedule nyo, mahirap kayo mabook, no? Oo. So ano na may gagawa mo for IT?
Dati, I started off sa as a QA, scripting engineer.
Okay, what's a scripting engineer?
So, they make scripts para i-run na lang ng mga QA to test.
Yan ba yung mga C++, Java? Yan ba yun?
We used C# and Java.
Java, oo. So, that's what you...
Then after that, parang gusto ko na mag-focus sa programming. So from full stack, nag-focus din ako to front-end development. Yun naman sa websites.
Is there a lot of money in IT?
I think so, yes.
Talaga? Yes. Ano ba yung ano? Sige, baka pwede pa ako mag-shift ng career. what's the cash cow in IT? What should people take?
Malawa kasi yung IT, pero I can say na starting salary mo is also very high kumpara sa mga ano, sa mga other jobs.
Okay, what's the starting salary ba? What's an entry level salary?
So you're nasa 20 plus. Yun na yung ano,
20 plus 25.
Yun
and that's
yung
an entry level.
Yes.
Laitos, mag-IT na lang tayo.
Oo nga, bilang napapaisip ako. 20,000 pala.
Nagkita tayo dyan.
Sayang, kasi may kinukuha akong IT. Kaya lang, ginagage ko pa kung ano ba yung kanyang salary range. Kung ang entry level starts at 20, para mahihirapan ata ako. Entry level lang yun, 20.
Opo.
Oh, si Lester, 3,000 lang sweldo per month. So talaga, Lester, ganun talaga.
Kaya pala nagbakasyon?
Nagbakasyon nga. Saan ang bahala ka na, Lester? Kung saan makakarating sa sweldo mo, ha? So ganun pala, 20. Okay, going back first, before I go back to your IT, this is your favorite because you are amongst friends. Anything yes, else that makes this your favorite video?
First time ko din actually dito sa Puerto.
Anong year yan?
2017.
Yes, 2017.
You know, back in the day, sasabihin ko na, I used to frequent Puerto. Pero it used to be better, I think. There was a point, I think Puerto lost its charm eh. Mga siguro post-2010. Pero I heard it's back now. So, maraming yung corals, no? Maraming reefs dyan. What's the one thing that that really charms you with Puerto?
Yun, yung sa snorkeling nila.
Mm-mm.
Kasi parang pinakita nila yung coral garden nila.
Mahilig ka rin sa corals.
Yes. Uh-oh. I had a reef tank before.
Oo. Kaya lang high maintenance. High maintenance ang coral, sir eh. Oh, tinigil mo na.
Tinigil ko din siya kasi illegal din siya actually.
Oo.
So, let's try to practice yung pag... Keep safe sa mga ano natin, mga coral reef.
Okay, aside from Puerto Galera, is there any other favorite videos that you have here?
Yung 7-second challenge.
7-second challenge, yes. Ano yan? Ano with, yan 7-second challenge?
With Charles and Bertie.
Who's kasi, Bertie?
Vlogger din po. Parang kakolab ko silang dalawa.
Si Bertie and si?
Si Charles on.
Charles. Okay, ano ginagawa niyo dito sa 7? This is your logo.
Yes po.
Oo.
And this is just a very fun vlog.
Mm-mm.
Tapos parang dito yata nag-end yung sa first season ng ano. Ng
ano ba yung mga season? Hindi ko na maintindihan. But may mga seasons?
Unintentionally naging season siya kasi nag-stop ako after that.
So you ended. Once you take a break, yun na yung season 1. Uh-huh. Parang gano'n. Okay. So, eto, ano naman itong 7-second? Can you please tell me about this challenge?
You just have to do the challenge in 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So, halimbawa, kailangan ka mag-dance ng... cow. Eh, pinakaw or something.
Pinakaw? Ano yung pinakaw?
Eh, cow.
Cow.
Parang baka.
Baka. Maybe.
Oh.
No?
No.
Yes.
Like cow.
Like cow. Ah, okay. Strike to ka na dyan. Strike to yan.
Sorry, sorry. Okay.
Tatanggalin so, kita dito sa podcast.
Okay, pala. Sorry. Akala ko kasi sabi mo baka. Okay. Anyway, so ano yun?
So halimbawa, kailangan mo mag-dance na parang baka. So gagawin ka in 7 seconds dapat. Magawa mo siya in 7 seconds. Or kailangan mong magsabi ng tatlong plants. So ganun.
Mm-mm.
So kailangan mong ma-enumerate yun in 7 seconds. Or else, merong... consequence.
Ano consequence?
Yung kakain ka nung... Yung uso din na challenge dati, yung parang mapait or something. Eh, parang iba yung lasa.
Okay, okay. So let me see nga, sumayo ka ba?
Di yata.
Hindi ka sumayo? Dance
like a snail. Ayun!
Dance like a snail. I've never seen a snail dance.
Yun. Di giling-giling.
Ah, ganun ba sumayo ang snail? Oo.
Yan, nag-enumerate ng mga beverage.
Nag-enumerate ng mga beverage. Okay. Ano mga beverage to? Naku, hindi ako makasunod sa 7 seconds. Dance like a cow. Oh.
Yan. Cow dance.
Kumumu.
Is that the dance? Walk me through this, RJ. So what's the so he goes through the consequence because he wasn't able to do it.
Yes po. And what's funny is yung ano, yung mga nakuha niya lagi na parang ano nga ba 'yan? Jelly bean.
Uh-huh.
Is yung mga masama yung lasa. Hindi niya nakuha yung ano, yung masarap. Kasi dalawa yun, parang identical na beans.
Baka kailangan gawin yung mas extreme yung consequence. parang eat a cactus, mga gano'n. Diba? Para ano. Pretend you're eating a person while holding a phone? What does that mean? Pretend you're eating a person holding a phone. Parang may sexual innuendo sa akin eh.
Parang
ano, pretend you're eating a person while holding a phone. What does that mean?
Like, ganun. What? Yun, parang sobrang ano lang na, random kasi.
Oo.
So, isa yun sa mga nakatuwa din na vlogs
Uh-oh.
Na nagawa ako.
Because you're collaborating with other channels.
Yes.
Do they have channels ba?
Yes po.
Ah, okay.
For Trills, it's Trills On. Then, Hey Bertie naman for Bertie.
Ano naman nasa channels nila?
Random vlogs din.
Random vlogs.
Yes. I think naka-hiatus din si Trills.
What do you mean, taking a break?
Yes po.
Ah, okay. Why is he taking a break? Napagod na for creating content.
Nag-focus then on other stuff. So work.
Okay, let's go back to your channel and look at the grid of videos. Okay, can we go to the video list?
Yes.
All right. So you used to do food vlogs as well, food reviews. Ano yung mga na food review mo na?
Mga food crawls. Vertis North. And
ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng food crawl for a tito? What does a food crawl mean?
You go to a certain place or parang venue like a mall. Tapos lilipat-lipat kayo in sa mga ano, sa mga stalls para i-try yung food nila.
Okay, so which is the video here na nag-food crawl ka?
Yung Vertis North meron.
Okay, let's click on that.
Tapos meron din sa Uptown.
Sa Uptown? UP Town. Yes. UP Town. Okay, let's look at this. Can you explain to me your logo? What am I looking at here?
RJ.
RJ siya. Tapos, pwede mo kasi siyang i-flip. Tapos RJ pa din.
Okay. Parang yung LJ ni LeBron James no matter how you change it up. Uy, kilala ko yan.
Wait. Balik natin. Parang kilala ko yan ah.
Oo nga.
Parang katabi ko lang yan ah.
Oo nga.
Familiar eh.
May katabi ka?
Ay, Meron pa. Shadow.
Hindi ko makita na nagtatago sa desktop eh. Ayun. Hindi kita sa camera one. Ayun. So this is this is your group. This is a group that does food crawls.
Yes, po. That's my squad, vlog squad.
Vlog squad. Yes. Parang very elusive tong vlog squad na to eh. Oh, ay, sino yun? Sino yun? Bakit na-focus mo siya doon?
Yung mga ano lang, gusto ko lang kasi capture din yung mga facial reactions ng mga tao.
Oo. Ayun, pakibalik mo nga. Ayun, isa pa. Okay. One more time. Okay, pakiplay lang ng konti. Okay. Tapos pakibalik nga doon. Ayun, bumalik na naman. Okay. So, saan to? Sa Vertis North? I've never been.
Yes po.
I've never been to Vertis North. So, this is the new development, no? Of Ayala.
Yes po.
Okay. So,
can bago you... pa mag-open yung mga stalls nila. Mm-mm. So, invite kami dun.
Ba't ang daming tao? Ano to? For what? For what purpose is this?
Yun po, para sa ano, sa food crawl.
Food crawl.
Sinama sila dun sa mag-rate ng mga ano food.
How do you get invited to something like this?
Fortunately po sa akin, na-invite ako dahil sa YTVPH eh. Tapos from YTVPH, meron kasi sila sa... yung mga members, meron din kasi mga contacts or parang mga kakilala, PR or something.
May kakilala ako dyan eh sa YTVPH. Okay. Parang admin ata siya. Magaling mag-organize yan eh. Magaling mag-organize. Yung ba yung nag-invite sa'yo? Hindi.
Yung
is ano yan? I mean,
I think so.
Sino ba yun?
Si Gab yan. Si Gab po.
Sino? Ano pangalan?
Si Gab.
Gab?
Yes.
Siya nag-organize niyan. Ano ba yung tsura nun? Ano siya, kasama mo ba siya?
Opo, yung na-focus kanina.
So siya nag-organize niyan. Ang galing mag-organize, no?
Siya nag-invite.
Siya nag-invite. Pero ang galing nila mag-organize, no? Silang grupo nila, Ascoladilla, pag nag-organize ng mga shoot, talagang very very comprehensive, extensive. So wala pang masyadong open nung time na yan.
Yes po.
And then they just ask you to go around.
Yes po.
Walang bayad?
Wala. They just want galing your review. No? Your honest review din.
Your honest review. At kamusta naman yung review mo? Ano yung mga na-review mo dyan?
Madami po eh.
Okay, can you name me at least three?
Hindi ko na matandaan yung mga pangalan. Mm-hmm. Yung Paper Moon.
Hindi pa parang kanta yan ng mga matatanda? Paper Moon? Hindi nyo ba naalala yun? Kakantahin ko ha.
Lighthouse Strike 3.
Pero meron, di ba? Di ba meron Paper Moon?
Hindi na po namin naabutan yun. Oo. So, hindi namin masasagot.
Oo. Nako, hindi ko na ikikwento kung saan piniplay ang Paper Moon ha. Pang tito lang talaga. Anyway, so ano yung Paper Moon?
Paper Moon, sa kanila naman yung parang mga crepes.
Crepes?
Yes.
Ano yung crepes? Hindi pa ako nakakain yan. Ano yung crepes?
Ano tawag? Parang ano? Ano nga ba tawag dun?
Oh, ano yung crepes?
May flour. Parang may layers lang siya ng crepe. Tapos may mga flavor each ano.
Oh, kamusta?
Parang mukha siyang cake.
Parang mukha siyang cake na gustuhan mo naman.
Oh, masarap naman po.
Anong favorite crepe mo?
Yung may mango.
Oo. Anong tawag doon? Mango crepe. Yun pala. Aside from that.
Parang may papuntang joke.
Wala naman. Ako naman nagtatanong-tanong lang dahil hindi pa ako nakakakain ng crepe eh. So, mango crepe ang favorite mo. May second favorite ka ba?
Yung blueberry.
Blueberry.
Yes.
Crepe. Yun ang second. Anong tawag doon? Blueberry crepe. Walang ano, walang special names. Kasi alam mo, pagpunta ka sa Cafe Breton, may names lahat yung mga crepe doon. Di ba? Mga Lapinay. May nakakaalam ba sa inyo? Masyado na bang luma ang Cafe Breton?
Alam pa naman po.
Alam niyo pa naman. Okay. Hindi ba? Tama? May mga names yung crepe doon?
Apo.
Oo. Buhay na buhay itong mga kausap ko talaga. Okay. Itong Monster Milkshake naman. Ano naman itong Monster Milkshake?
Yun po, iba-iba din ng mga...
Monster.
Na milkshake.
Ano? Mga milkshake.
Iba-iba milkshake.
Tas, parang ala milk tea na ano, laki.
Ah, okay. So, may kilala ko mahilig sa milk tea. Hindi ko maintindihan kung ano ba yung... what do you call it? Craze. The milk tea craze that has hit the metro. Ano tong monster? Anong meron dito? This is a...
Mga
mga shake.
Yes.
Anong favorite milkshake mo?
Yung cookies and cream.
Bakit naging favorite mo yung cookies and cream?
Parang go-to ko siya lagi. Kahit sa iba ng mga dessert,
oo,
parang gusto ko talaga ng cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. Bakit may dice kayo doon? Ano yung ba't nagda-dice-dice? Bawal ang gambling sa open area eh.
Sa kabila yata yun na ano.
Oo. So what was
sa kagrupo ko.
What's the purpose of the dice?
Oh, yun. Yung price pala. Yung price.
Roll the dice, get the prize. Parang gano'n. Oo. So, anong nangyari doon sa dice niya? Did you get a prize or wala?
Yung kasamahan ko po.
Sino ba yung kasamahan mo? Kasambahay? Kasamahan? Kasamahan?
Yes po.
Oo.
Sa vlog, si Mark. Millennial Mark.
Si Millennial Mark. Kilala ko yan, si Millennial Mark. One of these days, makikita ko rin siya dyan across the table. Who's this?
Siya po yung ano.
Ito ba si Millennial Mark?
Hindi po. Yung facilitator po namin.
Ah, facilitator. Grabe, ang organizer. May facilitator, yes. May taga-invite, may nag-organize. Anong ginagawa ng facilitator?
She just makes sure na intact yung grupo para hindi mawala-wala.
Okay.
And then field trip lang.
Oh. Oh. And then siya nagre-review.
Opo.
Okay, sino itong kasama mo?
Si Len po, isa po sa mga members ng vlog squad.
Pwede bang sumali dyan sa vlog squad? Sure. Wala akong squad eh. Oo, pwede yung sumali. May requirement kayo?
Wala naman.
Wala naman.
Basta bawal daw po yung tito. Kailangan millennial lang.
May age limit ba?
Wala naman po.
Oh, wala naman. Rie, wala sila age limit eh. Oo, 40.
He's just being nice and polite. Like
oo, nako, ang daming perks on being friends with someone in their 40s. Nako. Oh, meron na kaming discount card. Oh, ano naman to?
Parang 65,000.
Hindi, meron. May nakukuha kaming discount card. Nakakalusot kami. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Ano naman to? Asakusa. Wow. What is Asakusa?
Japanese po na ano. Japanese na resto.
Okay. Wow. Night house, parang nakakagutom naman.
Opo. Oo nga eh.
Yun talaga yung goal ng sa food vlogging.
Oo.
Kasi dapat
gugutumin mo yung nanonood.
Para mapakain mo siya doon.
Paano nyo ginugutom? Anong mga techniques dyan? May steps ba?
Yung iba, ano eh, yung parang close-up na shots.
Oo.
Na dapat nakikita mo na sobrang yung kumikinang-kinang na sa oil.
Lagyan ng glitters yung ano.
Yung sa glaze.
Kumikinang-kinang.
Oo.
Oo. Tapos doon magugutom na sila.
Oo. Tapos pag naririnig nila yung sizzle sa habang niluluto.
Oo. Is there an... dapat mag... dapat pala ang food vlogging may sariling workshop eh. Ayan. Ganyan. Nakakagutom na yun pag ano. Adobo Peruvia. Alam mo, wala talaga akong hilig sa food eh. Nakakita ako na, ayan, oh, cheers. Okay, so what's this? What are you trying?
Yung adobo Peruvia po.
Kamusta naman si Peruvia adobo? How does it taste?
Ano, masarap.
Masarap? Ba't siya masarap?
yun din kasi yung weakness ko sa food vlogging. Ang kulang ko sa vocabulary regarding sa mga food.
Oo.
Kaya din siguro na pag-decidean ko na mag-move away to other niche.
Uh-oh.
Kasi mas na-explain ko ng maayos.
Okay.
So kasi pag ano food, para sa akin, sasabihin ko, masarap tong food na to.
Oo.
So wala masyadong, hindi ko masyadong ma-elaborate.
Hindi mo na ma-contextualize. Uh-oh. Kasi sasabihin mo lang masarap.
Oo.
Eh, ganun naman talaga. Masarap eh. Di ba?
Masarap o hindi, ganun.
Oo. Pero parang busog ka. Oo. Talagang marami ka nakakain. Eh? Oo. So dati nagpo-food vlogging ka and this is content now that you are veering away from.
Yes po.
Okay. And sa plants, paano mo naman na-articulate ang ganda ng isang halaman?
Regarding po sa foliage din siguro niya.
Oo.
Yung sa leaf, kung yung sa texture.
Is there a sexy plant? Meron bang plant that's when you see, wow, that's a good looking plant. May ganun ba?
I think sa akin parang wala yat.
Wala. So pangit lahat ng mga halaman.
Siguro ano, pag nakita ko yung ano na lang, yung White Knight.
White Knight? Yes. What is a White Knight? Parang ito yung film ni Brad Bird. Ano yung White Knight?
Dalawa po kasi sila na ano, na plant, white knight at white wizard. Pero nag-iiba lang yung sa stem, ng yung kulay ng stem.
White knight and white wizard. Yes. Parang Lord of the Rings to. But white knight at white wizard.
Napakaganda po kasi ng ano, ng leaves nila kasi yung puti, mm-hmm. meron silang mga tinatawag natin na variegation. It okay. means na parang mga mutation sa leaf.
Okay.
So, aside sa green na leaf, nagkakaroon siya ng mga patches na white.
Okay.
So, yung variegation niya na white, hindi tulad sa iba na parang creamy white. Uh-oh. Yung white talaga na white.
Okay.
So, isa siya sa mga gusto ko talaga ng mga plants. Na, yun yung parang sexy na plant.
Sexy na plant. Okay. Eh kung si Rhea, bibigyan mo ng plant, anong bibigyan mo sa kanya? White knight or white wizard?
Yung white knight.
Bakit white knight?
Kasi sabi nila yung white knight daw mas smaller yung leaf.
Smaller,
so
yung
smaller yung leaf kumpara sa ano, sa white wizard.
Okay.
Lumalaki daw yata yung white wizard.
So you'll give her a smaller leaf.
Yes po.
For what purpose is the smaller leaf?
Kasi medyo small din po siya.
Ah, okay. Budget size. Budget size ang
tawag. Actually, kahit ano ibigay sa akin, di ba parang may sinasabi sila doon kapag yung magaling ka maghawak ng plants? What do you call that?
Green thumb.
Green thumb, yes. Di ba? Tahan wala eh. Namamatay pag hinawakan ko eh.
Yun din. Very, very easy to keep din siya.
Very easy to
yes. No okay. maintenance.
No maintenance.
May plant ako sa bahay actually. Niregaluan ako ng friend ko dati ng moss. Kasi daw, hindi namamatay.
Hindi namamatay.
Tapos kahit pabaya. As in, doesn't need water, doesn't need anything. So yun, buhay pa naman siya.
Kayong mga millennials ha, talagang ayaw niyo mag-alaga.
Yun lang yung kaya kong ano, alagaan na plant.
Very, very busy. Millennials.
Very busy ang millennials. Naka, wait till you get older. You're busy now, will be free time when you're older. Okay, si Gab naman, kung bibigyan mo ng halaman, anong ibibigay mo dyan?
Siguro yung ano, yung favorite din ng karamihan, yung Monstera.
Monstera?
Yes. Monstera deliciosa.
Ano yan?
Monstera deliciosa.
Parang conquistador yan. Parang kasama ni Magellan yan nung bumaba sa Cebu noong 1521. Ano yan?
Monstera deliciosa.
Deliciosa.
Yes.
Okay. Monstera deliciosa. Ano yan?
Yun yung parang ano, favorite din ng karamihan.
Oo. Bakit yung mo ibibigay kay Gab? Napakabait nun eh. Alam mo, kung andito lang yun, ako. Oo, bakit mo naman ibibigay yun kay Gab?
Yan, isa din siya sa mga ano kasi, parang gustong i-keep ng mga tao.
Oo.
Then, yan, low maintenance din.
Dapat hindi plant may pangalan nito eh.
Ano pangalan nito?
Pangalan nito, low maintenance.
Ang low maintenance. Bakit, matanong ka lang RJ, ba't napakahiling mo sa low maintenance? Sobra ka bang busy? Pagising mo, talagang tuloy-tuloy na ang trabaho, kailangan mo na mag-script, ano ba nangyayari? Question is, ba't mahilig ka sa low maintenance?
Kasi parang gusto ko po i-alat yung ibang time ko sa other na mga priorities or responsibilities.
Which is?
Yung sa work and yung sa pets din, kailangan din sila. Ano.
Anong pets mo, iho?
Yung cats. I have 3.
Oh, low maintenance cats. Yun eh. Oh. Oh.
So, maglalaan ka talaga ng ilang minutes every day para alagaan sila.
Okay. So may cats ka, may plants ka, IT work, okay?
Yes, yung sa work. And also to enjoy din yung mga series, mga...
Ayun, naman pala ang tinutumbok natin, Netflix. kasi may Netflix ka.
Opo.
Yan naman pala. So, yan ang one of your passions now. You watch a lot of Netflix.
Yes po. Anime, yung Demon Slayer.
Ah, Demon Slayer. May nakita kasi ako lately na parang nag-adopt ng theme ng Money Heist. Oh. Ang galing nung pagkagawa, no? Oo. Ang ganda ng pagkagawa. Sayang, baka is it on Instagram? Wala.
Ano po, Wait lang. Di ba yung parang ginawa nilang movie yung Money Heist? Parang ganun? Yun ba yan?
Hindi, may nakita akong parang very talented photographer na or videographer na nag-shoot eh.
We can check Instagram. Ano pong...
Pakicheck mo lang tong name na to. Hindi ko sure. Parang Gab or Nation ata. Oo. Parang...
Natawa-natawa.
Nag-adopt siya ng... Oo. Parang Lester, pakita mo to.
Ah, okay. IGTV ata to. May sounds ba?
Tingnan lang natin before we close because I saw this and it was very good.
Oops. Oh, hello? Oh my gosh, wait lang.
Ayan. So, hindi po alam ni Ria mag-operate ng Mac. Yung ganyan, pwede mo lang i-zoom out yan.
Hindi ko po.
Oo. Are you guys familiar with this content?
Kasi sa YouTube na lang daw po.
Sa YouTube na lang. Oo naman, YouTube naman meron. So, let's look at it before we close. Kasi una-una, I like the yung videographer nga na to, if that's what you call when you shoot something like this. Photographer, someone who produced. Ah, sino ba yan? Ano yung name yan? Okay. Oh yeah, parang familiar tong ay model eh. Parang hindi ko rin. Parang, naka, oh yun. Text. Meet. Ayan.
Galing.
Galing.
Oh,
here na me. Where are you? Oh. Wow, okay. Parang familiar yung lugar, familiar yung mukha.
Gusto nyo ba ng konting audio?
Maganda siguro kung may konting audio, yes.
Ayan. Familiar din yung lugar.
Oo. Madalas dyan si Ria sa Krispy Kreme.
Hintay ng 2 hours, no, Lighthouse?
Oo, 2 hours para sa mga hindi man lang nag-update, nagte-text.
Sabihin, 4 p.m.
4 p.m, dadating 7. No, anyway, sino tong gwapong-gwapong to? Ha? Talagang napaka matipuno at talagang maginoo. Oo, hindi naman kayo nasita ng security, ha?
Hindi naman po. Oo. Nakatingin sila.
Nakatingin sila. Alam mo, bagay sa'yo mag-model?
Wow.
Di ba? Bagay sa'yo.
5'6".
Alam mo, pag nilaunch ko yung bagong shirt line namin, ha? Pwede kitang tawagan.
Yes.
Ayan, oh. Bagay na bagay sa'yo eh. Oh. Actually, bagay sa'yo mas may beard, no? Oo. Oh, oh. Ayan. Sino, napilitan ka ba dito? Ba't ginawa mo to?
Nag-invite lang po kasi si Gab. Eh,
si Gab? Sino ba yan? Oh.
Gab or Nation.
Or Nation. Ayun ba yun?
Di, Gab or Nation.
Ah, parang guest ata dito yan eh. Hindi ko na mahanap kasi 3 months namin binook. Tapos nun, na hindi na namin mahanap yung audio file. May visual, kaya lang walang audio. Kaya hindi namin napapublish eh. Oo, so, na-invite ka niya.
Opo.
Okay.
Parang fun shoot lang naman daw po for, with a money heist na theme.
Mm-mm.
Kaya yun, pumayag na po ako.
Mm.
Kaya, maganda naman po yung ano yung theme.
Okay.
Money heist.
Okay, money heist. Hindi ko pa napapanood yan eh. Oh, anyway, RJ, thank you very much for coming, RJ.
Thank you,
hope you enjoyed your time here.
Yes.
So, if you can just look at camera too and then let them know on where they can follow you, your different social media accounts, kindly do so para maka-follow naman sila. Okay, go ahead.
Hey guys, if you can follow me at my YouTube channels, RJ Barrientos and Plant Bay PH, and also in Instagram, RJ Barrientos with a 0 and also Plant Bay PH.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Dami. Hey, guys, wala. Ayoko na mag-joke. I was gonna bring something up about low maintenance, eh, pero wag na mo, wala. Okay na. So guys, thank you very much for watching. Ganda talaga ni Lester ngayon. Okay. Pero alam mo, kahit gaano kaganda si Lester, parang napapansin mo, parang may kasama siya eh. No? Hindi mo lang makita eh. Pero okay lang. Okay lang. We'll just use your camera. So, Memory Keepers, thank you very much for watching. That was RJ. For everyone who wants to check out RJ, we'll put his channel link on the description box below. You can subscribe to him, like, and share his videos. So, thank you everyone for watching. I'll be the one to take us home this time since Lester is very different today. So, thank you very much, Memory Keepers and future subscribers for watching. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye!